Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Good morning. Welcome to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. We're in for a great time this morning, and we would like to share with you some things that are very dear to the heart of the ministry and also to the heart of the guest that's coming on this morning here. You, too, can join in the conversation at the number at 310-982-4126. That's a toll-free number. Please feel free to listen in to the conversation and the program, or join the conversation and the program here at 310-982-4126. But this morning here, we have Brother Daniel that's on the line. Brother Daniel's going to conduct our interview with our guest this morning. We have two great men of God that's going to come on, and they're going to share their gift and their talent, and they're going to encourage you to be all you can be in Christ Jesus. Without any further delay, we're going to turn it over to Brother Richard Daniel to introduce our guest. Good morning there, Brother Daniel.
Hey, how you doing today, Deacon Lewis?
We're doing great, brother. Will you go on with the program?
Oh, today we got a gift of Pastor Wardley. He's a minister of Change of Heart Ministry in Irving, Texas. And right now we're waiting on him to call.
He's on the line, brother, as we speak.
And how you doing, Reverend Wardley?
Praise the Lord, brother. Good morning. How are you brothers doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you. Doing great.
Amen.
We also
Amen.
Have Brother Daniel. We also have our other guests on the line, too, also, Brother Daniel.
Brother Derby, you there? Okay.
Yes,
okay,
he's on the line.
Brother Wilde, I want to ask you a series of questions, and feel free to answer them, you know. The first question I want to ask you, where were you born and what school do you go to? And give me a brief bio of your start in the ministry.
Well, I was born in Oakland, California. I was raised in West Monroe, Louisiana. I attended West Monroe High School. And basically, our ministry started here in the DFW area. I once owned an accounting firm and an insurance company, and God gave me a mandate over 10 years ago to preach the gospel. Of course, I didn't preach the gospel 10 years ago. Our ministry started a year and 4 months ago. But after 10 years of struggling with my call, I sold my company and began to preach the gospel. We went downtown Dallas, as people are familiar with, under the bridge. It's a homeless shelter. Another brother and I, by the name of Pastor Jere, went and bought probably about $200 worth of William chicken. And as we bought the William chicken, we began to minister and win souls. We won over 1,000 souls downtown Dallas, and that's what gave birth the Change of Hearts ministry.
And,
amen. Brothers, that's the way our ministry got started, with winning souls.
Okay, that's the name of your ministry right now, is the Change of Heart, right?
Yes, sir. Change of Hearts ministry is the name of the ministry, and we also are linked with the Winning Edge with Brother Devin Wyman. And Brother Devin Wyman, and Brother Devin,
Bridge. He does a lot of collaboration with churches around now, ministries, homeless ministries. And right now I want to ask you, what is the vision and mission of your church?
I'm going to tell you, my vision is God's vision. Our vision is God's vision. Our number one mission and vision is to build up God's kingdom. winning souls, you know, giving the testimony of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Jesus says the work you need, the work is to believe in him. Just to believe in him, you know. And we're also there to win, especially the youth. That's Devin Wyman's specialty, is the, and mine also, is really to transform these youth. And this is going to transform generations, and that's what's going to transform the world. That is our overall mission. It's the testimony of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because that's going to be the only thing that's going to cause that inner change to happen. Change starts inwardly, and then it appears outwardly. Too many of us are trying to change the outward man and not the inward. And that's why we're still dealing with the situations and the circumstances that we're dealing with. And only the power of God through the Holy Spirit is what's going to do the job.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you say you do a lot of street ministry, huh?
Well, we haven't did street ministry here in a long time, but we won't shy away from that. You know, usually the streets come into the church. I hadn't had to go out lately. God's been leading them up to the church. And they've been coming in, and God has been doing the transforming inside the church. Because what happens when the church starts, you can get so bogged down with so much going on that you're not able to do the street ministry effectively. You're not able to go to the prisons. You're not able to feed people. You're not able to do marriage counseling. Then you got to marry people, you know. So as God began to send more laborers to this small congregation that we have, we're going to get back out there, and we're going to do some street ministry. You know, but like God spoke. Go ahead, brother.
Good morning, brothers. This is Devin Wyman. And just to add to Pastor Wellie of what he's saying, you know, we're about building people, not buildings. And
hallelujah.
And so, the old waste places is the people that's on the streets that they may consider bombs, but these are people that walked away from the world system. And they look for people like ourselves that trust and believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, the world has lied to them. They've left millions of dollars, and they didn't want no more parts of it. So there's a serious mandate on what the Lord has laid before us to go out here and do. And, you know, just to be clean and set, brothers this morning and sisters that's out there listening, you know, our young people are dying by the multitude on a daily basis. And, you know, and when you look at what God has done, a lot of our fathers was consumed in the wilderness. But that's where these children were born. Our children were born in that wilderness, and they looking for those young Joshuas to stand up. And we are
Thank
that generation
Jesus.
That they, you know, we look like them, we dress like them, but we sound different. And we sound
Hallelujah.
Different because we're speaking the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is simply it's cutting straight through everything that's been sugarcoated to them. And they're looking for the life jacket, which is the truth. And so it's just a blessing for Change of Heart Ministries. And, you know, in order for anyone to be transformed, it's going to take the changing of the heart, the renewing of the mind. And that's what Change of
Hallelujah.
Heart is giving them the winning edge in life, to let that light shine, which that winning edge is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, since you're talking about the youth, I'm going to ask you this question right here. Why do you think the juveniles, and not only the juveniles, these grown men, why do you think they join gangs?
I tell you what, I'm gonna let my brother Devin answer that question right there, brother, because this is his line. This is what he deals with. This is the front line that this brother is on each and every day with the winning edge parts of the Change of Hearts ministry. Brother Devin, answer that question for him, brother.
Yes, Holy Spirit speak. The reason why our young men are looking for their identity.
Amen.
And when you can't find your identity, you're looking. And this is why a lot of young men are broken. And this is why you may get some mothers out of anger or whoever say, well, he just missed his father. Well, why would that be said? Because he can't find his identity. Our whole life, we all seeking to get home. We all looking for our identity until we finally, sometimes we say, man, I found the Lord. And we just don't know. We ain't found him. He chose us. And when you finally get a revelation of who you are and whose you are, you find peace. You find
Thank
rest.
You, Jesus. Thank
and
you,
that's
Jesus.
What our kids is crying out. And so they will continue to commit the crimes because it's not a crime to them. It's a way of life. And they're
mm-hmm.
broken. And so when I go into these prisons and I'm in Chicago where they have some of the largest gangs and watching these men drop on their knees and give their heart to the Lord, you know,
Hallelujah.
It's so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming that they finally get the light. They like, wow, you know, everything I've been doing, and this is what I've been seeking my whole life. And, you know, so it's a simple fact. Very simple. Once again, their fathers were consumed in the wilderness. What do they have to look like? If the mama constantly saying, quit looking like your daddy, quit acting like your daddy, constantly stop me, well, who am I supposed to act like?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What are some of the plans you have for the DWA area?
Brother, we are going to not only transform the DFW area through the preaching of sound doctrine of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we're not just trying to build another building. We got enough church buildings. This is the Bible Belt. We're not just trying to build another mega church. We trying to win mega souls. We're trying to touch the hearts, the minds, the souls, the spirits of people through the teachings. We're trying to reinstate the Lord Jesus Christ inside the churches. People are getting away from Jesus. Jesus. All you need to do is say Jesus, and things are going to begin to change. You know, so that's basically what we're doing. This isn't something that we're trying to do from a natural level. It's going to take a spiritual transformation, a power movement of God through the Holy Spirit to transform the DFW area. Because it's
Hallelujah.
Just building up another mega church and feeding the poor and all this is good. And those are good works. But it's the true transformation there. I went out to witness to some homeless people. The guy told me, he said, hey, man, we got enough food out here. Give us some spiritual food. You the seventh church that came through here with a plate. He said, we don't need no more food. We need some spiritual food, man. That's
the
what the brother told me.
You know, I had found that a lot, too. A lot of those people on the street, man, they know the Bible better than most preachers do. You know?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, brothers, and they call them, you know, when you, they people look at them and they call them bums, but the revelation and the understanding that the Lord has given me, these people, those people that's on them streets are doctors. Those are lawyers.
Mm.
These are people that started these boys and girls clubs. That's multimillionaires that did. They were surgeons, but they walked away from the world. I grew up in California,
right. And
East Palo Alto. And as I went downtown Palo Alto, I'll never forget. As we was walking down the street, I'm 18 years old. And there was a man that we would call at the time a bum with no understanding, but this man stopped me, and he had a long beard. He'd been out there, kind of filthy, whatnot. But he said, "You're different than them you walking with." And he told me, he said, "I'm a doctor." He said, "I'm a millionaire, but I walked away from this." He said, "Don't you ever give up on what you have going for you." I didn't know this man from nowhere. I'm 18 years old, but this man walked away. But then later, years later, the Lord revealed to me what he walked away from. The Lord had to pull me out the world and pull me into the wilderness. Now, I tell
Amen.
You, the wilderness is not a comfortable place. You got fairy serpents, you got scorpions in this wilderness. But God, what God has done before, he's doing again. He pulled
Amen.
Me up out this world and got me into a place where he can prove to me and show me what was in my heart. and that Amen. He may humble me. And that these 40 years that I've been in this, that he pulled me and got me out, he had to show
Amen.
Me. And he said, Devin, now when you go back into this world, you're going in there with a purpose, and that's to get my souls. You're going to win souls for the kingdom. Now,
there
what we got to come to agreement with, we got to understand, is simply this. When he said we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, and our places. When we have to understand right now the power of God, the power that's in the land right now, there's a line that's been drawn. There is a separation of the goats and the sheep.
Hallelujah.
There's a separation. You got people that's going to continue to buck. They're going to continue to tear up the backyard. But guess what? Those sheep don't sit there until they hear their master's voice.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And that's what God has risen us up, and I thank God for your ministry and this prayer of this here radio station to go out to the world, to the masses, for people to receive a word today. Do not be ashamed to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody
Hallelujah.
Is serving a God. Everybody have a God. But nobody is willing to proclaim the name of Jesus. When you mention
Amen.
The name of Jesus, things begin to shift and shake.
Hallelujah.
And this is a call of all our life, and we are here to change the hearts of people that are broken. We're seeing people being risen up out of hospital beds that they're about to pronounce dead. They don't have no chance of life with cancer. People that's sitting in wheelchairs and haven't been able to get up and shower themselves. The power of God is moving. And I don't want anyone to ever follow me or Pastor Welly. What we want them to do is to be encouraged to pray for themselves, pray for their family. Men of God, start praying over your households. Women of God, you do the same. Because somewhere, in some household, there's a weaker vessel. And someone has to be willing to take the stand until you can walk in an agreement as one. And that's what God has called us to do, and that was the beginning of the fall in the Garden of Eden, because Adam knew what he knew, but to be as one is where the deception came.
Excuse me, brother Dan, what you saying? You're trying to say that our men, they need to start speaking up for themselves, running the households more, huh?
They need to proclaim the name of Jesus. They need to let it be known. They
Amen.
Need to be known. You know what? They're not the source. Jesus is the source.
The source.
Our Lord
Amen.
God is the source. Because
Amen.
Too many people from different backgrounds look and say, well, maybe this is, I'm looking for, no. If he's not trusting God, then what is my wife going to trust in? What is my children going to trust in? And I call the men of God. I call the men of God to stand up. I call man. That who he created
Amen.
In his image and likeness, I call out to man to stand.
Take authority. That's right, Brother Devin.
Okay. Right now, we got anybody that wants to call in. You can call in at 310-982-4126. And we ask for all callers out there that want to call in, talk to Pastor Warren and Brother Devin. If you got any questions to ask them, you're free to call in.
Amen.
We finna open up the phone line right now. Thank you, Brother Daniel, Brother Wiley, Brother Devin. What a great interview. I'm sitting back relaxed. I'm trying to hold myself together here, man. I want to jump in this. But I would like to listen to the audience to get the full expression of the ministry. I love that name now. I love that name, Change of Heart Ministry. You know, that means volume. That speaks volume to me in the Word of God, because the Word of God changes lives. We open up the phone line right now. Caller, you're on the net. Caller 6044, you're on the net. Good morning, caller. Amen. I guess the caller just wanted caller, you're on the net. Amen. I guess the caller just wants to just listen in, and they have that right to listen in. If you would like to just listen in to the program, you have two options. One of them, you get the first option just to listen, and the second option will be button number two. You can press that, and then the icon will come up and let us know that, hey, I'd like to join the conversation. I have comments regarding what we're sharing. I would like to interject some thoughts here. Oh, what a great interview we have here. Oh, Brother Devin, God bless you. I like what you're doing, brother. I have a heart and a passion for that type of ministry. I do jail, prison, and street ministry, and I learned through my time, in the wilderness, you can't separate one from the other. I learned through my time in ministry that the word of God changes lives. You know, that's our theme, saying help change a life. We know we can't do anything apart from God, but if we have men and women that have been steadfast and unmovable, abiding in the word of God, one that fell but got up. Jesus told Peter,
amen.
Peter, say that's permission to get you. But when you are restored, that means you're going to get out of this. Brother Devin, I would just like to ask you, as you encounter our young men know how to go out and make money. They entrepreneurs. They run many CEO, you know, they many CEO head of organizations there. How can you redirect the mind through the word of God to our young people, let them know the thing they pursuing are only temporal, but God has something that's eternal that no man can take.
Well, if you can bear with me for a moment, I want the people that's been listening, and even you, brother, this morning, my testimony is I grew up in the number one murder capital in Northern California. I grew up with a mom raising four boys by herself. First time I met my father, I had to bear me. And the one thing I love about the game of football, it has a first half and a second half. Well, my second half, I've been blessed with a beautiful queen, raising some young kings and queens, chasing Brett Favre on Monday Night Football, and encouraging kids around the world to make right choices, listen to the right voices. But I had a rough first half. And in that first half, no one in my family been in college, no one in my city made it out doing anything great with their life. I received a double scholarship from college here across the country. Well, I lost that scholarship on national television, being arrested coming out of my mother's house. CNN, ABC, CBS were selling drugs. I lost everything, a high cost for a low living. And when I sat in that jail cell, I had a choice of, you know, of quitting and giving up. But something deep on the inside said you can't quit. You got to hold on to your vision. You got to hold on to your dream.
Amen.
This young man began to hold on. And I just want to encourage people out there right now, you know what? You were not born a winner or a loser. You were born a chooser. You have the power of choice to do something great with your life. And the thing is, you have a vision, you have to hold on to it. There was a blind lady who was a multimillionaire that asked her one question, what can be worse than being blind? She said, that's very simple, having sight but no vision. Sight sees what is, vision sees what could be. And so what happens is, our young men that are entrepreneurs in the world today, it goes back to the root of the problem, the situation. Some of them in fault to get out of their neighborhoods or whatever the situation. Some come from a well-off background. But, you know, from being an athlete and being around athletes, you can have all the money, all the jewelry, all the clothes, all the
women.
You know. And you know what? All of that failed me in my first half. All of it failed me.
That's right.
The great thing about my second half, I said, just in case he is my Lord and Savior, in case, I'm going to give him a shot. You know why? Because I ain't gave marijuana. I ain't gave sex. I ain't gave houses, cars. I ain't gave money. I ain't gave it all a chance. But just in case he is my Lord and Savior, I'm going to give him a chance. And you know what? My daddy ain't failed me.
Amen.
My daddy has not failed me, and what's wrong with our young entrepreneurs today, you know, you see so many of them, they quote in scripture and never read the Bible. What's going to help them is somebody like ourselves to go in that
there
they
go.
Know, that's
there
walked that walk and had what they've had, and when they look at my life, what God has done with me, and when I walk in and just encourage them, not to shove anything down their throat, because they're going to see the glory of God upon my life. And I'm dealing with that brother right now that I got brothers that's millionaires. But they get around me and they break down crying. And they say, man, why I get around you and cry? I say, brother, it's the Spirit of God.
Amen.
And they say, man, when I see you, you're a billionaire. But why you don't have that? I say, you know, in life, you show me one person that's successful by themselves. It takes teamwork. And see, if Jesus, he probably could have did it by himself, but he didn't.
You know, Brother Kevin, you Brother Devin, you said something there because, you know, as we unite with different ministries and different programs, you know, there's unity and there's a blessing in being a partner with
That's
other
right.
people. And you were sharing some things, scripture was popping in my head that I share with our young men, Bible principles. Because I shared earlier this week, you can't separate life from the Bible or you can't separate Bible from life. And so they go
Amen.
Hand in hand. But how do you navigate these things when it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but yet you know how to make that mad money. You know how to do those crazy things. And you telling me to wait on a God, you know. But our young men have to realize that, as you said, I love what you said, there's a first half and a second half. In the Bible, in the book of Genesis, there's a young man there named Enoch. And they said Enoch lived 65 years before he knew God. But, and then he walked with God. And the Enoch had a family. He had responsibility. He had obligations. But once he known God, they say he walked with God for 300 years. I got to thinking,
Hallelujah.
65 and 300, that's half a calendar year. That means that we have a life before God, but we have a greater life after our relationship with God. Brother, I am encouraged
brother,
by what you're saying.
Brother Joe, let me give you this scripture here, how you separate that. I'm gonna give you this one scripture. Jesus said, Matthew verse 24, he said, no man can serve two masters.
Yes.
But either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You gotta draw that line. You got to draw that line in the sand. And see, here's the deal. People need to preach that. Before
yes,
they can
do.
Change that, they're not preaching the separation of that money in corporate America, and they're not preaching that dividing line. Jesus said, "I come not to bring peace, but a sword." A sword does what? It separates the wheat from the tares, the sheep from the goat, the righteous from the unrighteous, the godly from the ungodly, the light from the darkness. Grease does not mix with water, brother. So the preachers need to preach that. They're combining. The reason why they can't separate it is because the church is combining it. The church
I
is
know,
conforming
I know. That's what our
it.
Young people, they don't, that's what I know. Our young people don't see the difference there. You know, and I say, hey, you cannot get away from it because God created all these things here. And he created success. You don't have to go out and take it. It's yours freely
that's
given.
Right.
You don't have to pursue
you know,
these things here. You're
you
trying
know,
to pursue
you know,
something
you know,
that's already rightfully yours.
And it separates through the renewing of your mind. Once
Amen.
You're born again, now it comes time to... First, see, people don't teach this anymore. Once you repent, then there comes sanctification. And then the indwelling
right.
of the Holy Spirit. The sanctification process is going to renew your mind. It's going to purify you. It's going to make you holy, consecrate you, separate you from this world.
Hallelujah.
You're set apart. From the world when you sanctify through God. That's the
Amen.
Point. People are not being sanctified through the Holy Spirit. And what
That's
is right. the Holy Spirit? See, the Holy Spirit just takes your flesh from point A to point B to do the will of God. The flesh, the scripture says, the flesh profiteth nothing. Make no provision for the flesh. To be carnally
yes.
minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. So the preachers are not teaching that separation, that sanctification. When have you heard a message on sanctification?
Pastor Wiley, we're getting ready to get out of here. We got a little bit longer to go on the program. But I would like for our listening audience to get a sense of how did you come about with the name of this ministry? Because I like the name of it. You know, it says that change your heart ministry. What brought about that phrase and that name concerning your ministry? And what God had put to your hands to do.
Out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So whatever's in your heart is going to come out your mouth. So if Jesus is in your heart and your heart changes, that's what's going to come out your mouth, which is the word of God. See, the heart is wicked. Man's heart is wicked. That's what Jesus says, it's not. What a man eat is not what defiles him. It's what comes out of his mouth that defiles him. Out the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we must change our heart. And the only way we're going to change our heart is through the word of God. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth. See, people say the truth should set you free. No, he said, if you continue in my word,
If you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
Amen. God bless you.
Came from.
Yes, yeah, that's so true. I'm gonna turn this back over to Brother Daniel. But I wanted to ask you, along with a line of question that Brother Daniel brought about, as you go into this year here, went to the second month of this year here, as the ministry is developing, what things do you want to bring forth out of the Word of God to make a difference in the lives of men and women that encounter the Word of God? Because we know the word is powerful and sharp and any two-edged sword. But as we go through ministry, God lays certain things on our heart throughout this life journey. And those things can be challenging sometimes.
I'm going to tell you what God has laid on my heart. Jesus. Because his name seems to be fading from the church. We're saying God, but we ain't saying Jesus. There's no name given under heaven where man can be saved other than the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth, demons begin to flee when you say the name Jesus. People begin to get healed when you say the name of Jesus. Lives begin to get changed when you say the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. See, the demon came and said, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? Satan knows when you half-stepping. Satan knows when you sugarcoat the word of God. See, when Jesus entered into the synagogue, the demons automatically just started walloping on the ground before he even said a word. Why? They saw the Spirit of God burning in him. If you ain't got no spirit, you can't cast out no demon.
Come on.
If you don't have the anointing, how can you change? The anointing changes things.
Amen.
We try to change things through man-made efforts. We build in man-made churches, and ain't nothing changing. We need to get back on our knees and take it to the throne of grace, brother, because this is a spiritual warfare.
Amen. That is so true. That's it. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Daniel for the remainder of the show.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Daniel.
Oh, okay. Like I'm saying, can you give me your address and your name, your church again, and a couple of phone numbers?
Name our church, Change of Heart Ministries, 3714 North Beltline Road, Irving, Texas, 75038. Telephone number 972-345-7953. Website www.changeofheartsministries.com. Everybody's more than welcome to come out. You know, we're here. I'm going to tell you, brothers, we have such a small church, but the power of God has been coming out. God told me, he said, Rodney, he that is faithful over little. He said, I shall make him rule over much.
Amen.
I don't care, as far as attendance of people, God said, don't even worry about the people. He said, you just do my will. You continue to win souls. My soul. Nowhere in the scriptures you see people, the angels of heaven, celebrating except when a sinner repents. Why? Because they can see what's going on in hell's fire. They can see the torment. They can see the sorrow, the gnashing of teeth. So people are just so blinded. The God of this world, which is the devil, has blinded the heart and the mind of the unbelievers. They bought the enemy. See, a lot of people don't even know that. If you ask most Christians about the devil, they're going to say, he don't bother me and I don't bother him. If the devil ain't bothering you, you ain't doing the will of God.
Well, I got another question for you, Pastor Rodney.
Go ahead, brother.
I think we were talking about every demon, a demon has every area of a city that he runs. He has a control assignment. That's what I'm trying to say. Every demon has a
in every region. In every region, right?
Yeah.
There's a region in every region.
What do you think the area of DFW and Irving and around this area? What do you think is basically what's controlling our youth and our people around here was making them act to keep them from finding God. And that, you know, I know it's a vast question to answer, but what do you think? Is it alcohol? You know, is it drugs? Is it sex? What's your opinion?
Well, if you want to say any particular area, it's different legions of demons in different areas. But primary thing I think that Satan is using on everybody is the spirit of procrastination, that I can do it anytime I want to. I can come to the cross anytime I want. The message of grace that, hey, I'm by grace, I'm saved, and I can still hang out at the nightclubs, that I can still commit adultery, lust, fornication, and I'm still in good standings with God, you know.
And can I add to that with you, Pastor Wayman?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother.
You know, as he mentioned, with our young people, what is it with these demons? And as you say, where you have regions, you have legions. And what's multiplying is simply, it's the root of it all. It's from the beginning, and it's going on now, is the spirit of fornication. When God created the hormone oxytocin, it was designed for marriage. But when we're young, we start doing things we don't have no business doing. And that hormone is more dangerous than drugs, alcohol, and any of that. When this hormone is released, it's like glue. When you glue two pieces of paper together, and when the glue dries and you try to separate the paper, what happens? Well, it rips. Oh, it's the next guy. He say, poor woman, oh, he say he love me. It's the next guy. He say he love me. By the time she get a real man to treat her like a queen, poof, all she have is confetti to offer. Because she ain't gave her life to this
Amen.
One, that
That's
one,
right.
that one, and
That's
that
right.
one.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, I had heard that word about a couple of weeks ago. I have to say about that hormone, and I never really thought about it, but I've been looking at it. How I was reading today how this guy was hanging around with Justin Bieber and found out he got caught with some X pills, and you know, basically that's what's wrong with these people, man. They on this, that, these just I don't know what they call them. I think they call it Molly or something now. You know?
Yeah.
And it's basically this got them acting like, man, they jumping up and down and act like they can't control themselves. You know?
And they are. And so what happens is with this thing, it increases. And so what you have is that these demons is being transformed. They always looking to enter. Demons is always looking to enter.
There you go.
And so when we show up full of the Holy Spirit with the power of the
Hallelujah.
Holy Ghost,
they submit. There you go.
And so they have no root in them. Our young people, even people that's been sitting in church for 20, 30 years, that's been sitting there, but never led anyone to Christ, and not even willing to go to the prisons, to the streets, or anything. And that's why Jesus said, there are going to be people that say, Father, I did in your name, but you never fed me. You never clothed me. You never came to the prison to visit me.
I don't know.
And so there's a cleansing that has to take place, but that oxytocin, I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that hormone is destroying more young people than people may imagine, because what's happening is that young girl that's looking at, why me and my mama don't get along? My mother is more like my sister. Why? Because her mama fell underneath that same generational curse, which is demons. It's a demonic force.
Amen.
And it's destroying the relationships, and these young girls are looking for relationships, and what it does to the flip side to a male when he can't get what he wants, when he wanted, how he wanted, and where he wanted, he will hit her.
So you say that's where this violence coming from? These men hitting the women and beating on them?
And that's why you get men sleeping with men.
Brother Richard, it's a spiritual battle. This is why I'm going to go back and say this is why we're strongly speaking the name of Jesus Christ. Strongly. Wow. Adamantly, boldly, with authority, speaking the name of Jesus of Nazareth, because that's the only name that's going to break those yokes. That's the only
Amen.
Name that's going to break those strongholds. That's the only thing that's going to rebuke those legions of demons, the name of Jesus of Nazareth. See, the thing about it is people are putting these drugs in their body. They're putting alcohol in their body. They're having
demons.
Sex and all this
Spirit.
Stuff to try to fill up that emptiness in the inside of them that only the Holy Spirit can fill. Only the Holy Spirit is able to fill that emptiness, but ain't nobody teaching it. Ain't too many more altar, ain't no altar calls happening. They assume that everybody is saved. There's more demonic activity. You just look out your window, there's more demonic activity going on, but as the darkest hours come, the light shines its brightest, brother. You know, it's not over. But somebody got to stand up and preach the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's no other way other than Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
All right. Pastor Wally, we're getting ready to close out now. Now, is there anything you want to close your message with, any kind of, you know, you want to give a prayer?
Well, let me give a matter of fact, I'm going to give Brother Devin. I'm going to let you pray us out, Brother Devin. You know, you're my brother in Christ. You know, my brother.
Amen.
You know, I want my
brother.
Go ahead, Brother Richard. I'm sorry.
Brother Wiley, Pastor Wiley, before you get out of here, I want to thank both of you gentlemen for being a guest on the program. What a great show
thank
we
you.
Had. We would love for you to come back at a later date to give us an update and keep us abreast on what God is doing through his people and through the man of God. We know that that the foundation has been laid, and you men are courageously building on the foundation, which is from Christ Jesus. Brother Devin, I spoke offline with Pastor Wiley, saying that you have a heart for going into the schools and the different youth centers and sharing what thus says the Lord, our young men. What events or programs you got coming up to let our audience know that God is for real?
Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
We have dates in Irving, Texas with schools right now, Sherman, Texas. We all over the place, Macadocious. We all over Texas, Florida, Rhode Island. I just booked some schools on the East Coast, but if you follow Change of Heart Ministries or the Winning Edge .us, you can check the dates. It's a blessing, you know, that God has trusted me with his souls. This is not
Amen.
A hustle for us.
That's right.
Like I said, you know, our thing is we know so many kids is living a rough first half, and our life
Amen.
Is about giving them a great second half. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. Your ending is greater than your beginning. And I love
Thank
that,
you,
brother,
Jesus.
That you mentioned about Enoch to bring that back to remembrance. 65 years was so tough and rough, but his last 360 years, 65 years, man, he walked with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He walked with our Lord God. And you know, and if I can just add right now, as we get ready to go our ways, you know, that same power, that same glory of God.
Hallelujah.
That Shekinah glory is in the land right now. That Shekinah
Amen.
Glory is in the land. And our Father is speaking with us today as he spoke with our fathers, Abraham,
Thank
Isaac,
you,
and Jacob. And
Hallelujah.
I want to encourage people with that. You know, just take the time to hear from him. Take the time
Thank
to
you.
Receive his word. Read the Bible yourself. Don't
Thank
just go off what everyone else is telling you. Please pick up your word and read it. Once again, I love Pastor Whaley. I thank God for connecting us, and there's nothing going to separate us. We're covered under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It's about changing hearts. That's what we're about, changing hearts, giving them the winning edge. And so if you would love for me to pray us out this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I just plead the blood right now of
Hallelujah.
Jesus over this beautiful session we had today, and even for a million days and some, Lord God. I thank you for these great men. I thank you for their children, their families. I thank
Hallelujah.
You for the courageousness of them to be willing to listen to you, to be led
you,
by your Spirit. The Spirit of truth, continue to search of all spiritual things. Holy Spirit, we want to thank you for not allowing the gates of hell to prevail against us. Father God, we want to thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. Thank you for choosing us, Father.
Thank
you said only not anyone coming to you, Jesus. It's, you said if the Father sent him. So I want to thank you, Father, for these great men of God and these great women of God
that have
heard your word today.
Thank
we
you,
pray
Father.
That there was a soul saved this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. In your mighty Son, Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, what a fantastic interview we had today. And by the name is Change of Heart Ministries by Pastor Rodney
Whaley.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you really, since I've been knowing you for a couple of weeks, me and you have talked quite deeply, and you very influenced me, and you touched my heart a lot, Pastor Rodney. And I condone you for what you're trying to do, and I wish you deep success. And I really think Brother Deacon Lewis and Brother Devin ought to kind of hook up on that jail ministry a little bit. Because, you know, you're a real powerful soldier, man. We need a lot of soldiers in this place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, gentlemen,
you know,
God bless you.
Stuff, man, you know? And he needs some more soldiers, man.
Amen. And you know, we're in the same kingdom, and I'm willing to go in. You know, one of the great gifts is that God is, you know, we got to remember Jesus spoke in parables because it was so heavy. The truth was so heavy, and they still. That's why he said, "Those that have ears to hear, let them hear."
Hallelujah.
Because even kids can receive, and that's one of the great things is that God has given us the gift, given me the gift. To meet them right in the cracks where they are. I look to walk with men that's willing to get on their knees and their hands.
Hallelujah.
And get in the cracks and crevices
there
with
you
our young people, God's people,
Hallelujah.
Period. We got to be able to meet them where they are. We got to go meet them where they are. We can't sit behind the walls.
Amen.
We got to be able to meet them where they are.
Deacon Lewis right now.
Amen. God bless you, gentlemen. What a great show we had today. I'm looking forward
Amen.
To us continuing to share the word of God. You said some things that set heavily on my heart, but it made me smile concerning your desire and your interest in embedding the word of God in our young and old people.
Hallelujah.
You know, as your ministry is coming forth, I love the name that Change of Heart Ministry. That's our slogan on our program, said, help change a life. I know that this is a divine appointment from God. This
Amen.
Is a divine appointment for God. God have many ministries, individuals, and warriors on the battlefield. And this program is to encourage one another, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. For the warfare that we fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high
Amen.
Places. I let
Amen.
The young men know in jail. They're building their body up, but their soul is suffering
Amen.
The illness that they need to restore. Put on that whole armor of God, that
Amen.
Same God that they seeking to serve in jail and in the streets or whatever, you know, where they
Amen.
Find their way to God. That's the same God that's able to keep them. So I encourage you. And as people get out, I would like to use you as a reference because as our young men and women are getting out of jail, they needed a church home. They want to be exposed to the word of God. So, Pastor, if it's
Amen.
Okay with you, I'd like to call you from time to time. And because people say, I'm getting out, I live in this part of town, I stay over here, I'd like to refer a ministry to them if that's okay with you.
Brother, refer, come ye, come all, brother. You know, everybody's welcome in the Lord's house, brother. And, you know, I want to encourage anyone out that's listening on the phone line, if you have never, ever accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. You know, sin is like a roller coaster. Once that ride starts, it starts off fun, but what if that ride never ends? But see, God always leads us the way out. When all
yes.
hell breaks loose on this earth, Jesus said, I am the door. He said, if you enter in, you shall be saved. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the true vine. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. So all you need to do, if you ever want to be saved and have eternal life, is say, Lord, like I did, help me. My prayer wasn't so fancy. I just said, Lord, help me. And he will come into your life. The blood of Jesus will cover all your sin. It's going to be, you're going to be justified as though you never sinned. So if you never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, fall on your knees. I don't care if you got a needle. If you're listening with a needle in your arm, accept the Lord. If you're in an alley, accept the Lord. If you're on drugs, alcohol, it doesn't, the fornication, God will cleanse you of all unrighteousness if you confess your sin.
That's the way to lead them. Amen. Lead them to Christ right now. Somebody's listening, and I'm praying that this recording, for some reason, my spirit, I'm praying, I'm getting in my spirit. It's young people in Afghanistan, soldiers, that's listening.
Amen.
That get the chance to listen. If you can lead them, if you can lead their souls to Christ right now, please do so before we leave. Just lead them in prayer. Save their souls.
Father, in the name, all you have to do is say this. If you're seeking the Lord and you need the Lord, which we all do, I need the Lord. Brother Devin, these men of God, we repent every day. So all you have to do is say, Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me of all. Just repeat my words wherever you at in the world. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me,
Lord Jesus,
for all my sins. And forgive me for all unrighteousness. Cleanse me. Purify me. Make me holy, Father. He said, come into my heart, Father. Father, forgive me for all adultery, lust, fornication. Father, forgive me for all the hate, envy, jealousy, strife, contentions. Father, cleanse me. Purify me. Father, break every yoke, every stronghold that the enemy has on me. Take all depression up out of my mind, all the suppression, Lord. Take everything out of me that is not of you. Father, say, Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Fill me inwardly, outwardly. Heal me of all unrighteousness. Father, he is the Lord God that heals all sickness and all disease. There's nothing that God cannot fix. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your circumstances are. God can do, he can do overly and abundantly for than what you can expect and more. So once you say that prayer, believe it and receive it, and the Holy Spirit will come inside of you. A peace of God which surpasses all understanding will overtake you. See, God told me a long time ago, he said, Rodney, you will never find peace in your heart till you make peace with your God. So I don't care how much sex you have, nor how much alcohol you have. I don't care what you do. You will never be able to fill that empty void on the inside of you until you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. And once you accept him, it's going to be like you have a feeling that you will never be the same person again. You're not going to talk the same. You're not going to act the same. You're not going to watch the same movie. But you're going to be a new creature in Christ Jesus.
God bless you, Pat. Oh, what a great segment. What a great way to end this program with our guest this morning here from the Change of Heart Ministry, and also Amen. Brother Devin's on there, and Pastor Wiley. And we want to thank you, gentlemen, for being a guest on the program. Continue to do what you're doing,
Jesus.
And God get the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you until we meet again. Amen. God
bless
you. What a great
you,
interview.
Brother.
What a great interview we had this morning. Amen. What a great interview that we had with our guest this morning here. And as we get ready to wind down this here program here, we have Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel, thank you for being a co-host on the program this morning. You done a great job, brother.
Yeah,
we was truly being encouraged.
I was deeply touched, Lewis. We've been talking about for the last month. I kind of walked into his church, and I kind of, you know, he really touched me because he told me some of his ideas he has to try to build a community up and the kids up around the community. And I believe that is what we need. We need strong people, strong leaders.
Oh, man, that was great. That was great. Brother Daniel, we only got a few minutes here. You have a poem for us today?
Yeah, I got a poem. The name of this poet is... Teach me. Teach me, Lord, the ways of truth, so I may not abuse my youth. And idle things that will not give instruction in the way to live. bless me with a godly mind, that I may walk and be most kind to all those who may not know the Christian way in which to go. Teach me, Lord, in my old age, to see your godness in every page of my Bible. As I read of how you will meet my every need, please teach me, Lord, this prayer I pray to save you now in every way. Teach me, Lord.
Amen, amen. Brother Daniel, God bless you, brother. That was a great segment of program we had today. We pray that our listening audience will be blessed by what they heard, and that they too can experience the power of God that's being radiated through life of his people. And, you know, sometimes, Brother Daniel, we feel like that we're all alone in ministry. But I thank God for programs like this and for people like yourself to let us know that this Christian journey we're on, we're not alone, man. So God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Well, you said, teach me in my old age.
A lot of them never learn.
You know, they never learn. And I was just thinking, man, how you go out in the street and you talk to those older guys, the guy with a long beard. Man, what can this guy tell me? This guy has much wisdom, but he's on the street. And a lot of you say, this guy don't know nothing. This guy's got a multitude of knowledge inside his head, and he can tell you something. All you got to do is learn. Learn. You know, God's saying, you might be your angel. He might send this guy, and you look like a person. He's somebody here to tell you or give you a message.
Yeah. So right. And you know, Brother Daniel, as you was conducting the interview, I was very pleased to hear how God was using those young men and how Brother Devin, who was a former football player, and how he, had one life, but yet he was able to live another life. And I'm sure our young men, that God can still use you. There's a greater life after your relationship with God. I'm a living testimony. You are too, man. The life we lived before we came to the full knowledge of Christ is useless. Paul knew that. He said it was like dumb, you know. All the things that I learned, it was useless. And so that's what we want to do. You know, Brother Dan, we got some other guests coming up here in a couple of weeks, man. So we pray that they continually to show and express the love of God through this program, and that they too will be able to change a life in Jesus' name by the ministry and the program in which they are part of.
Yeah, right now, you know, I wish I know we're gonna get more callers, but right now I'm gonna give the call out number, and you can do the same thing too. It's 310-982-9126. The name of the show is Free on the Inside, right?
Right, it is. But it's 4126.
4126. Yeah.
4126. Call in though. Yeah, and our show is because of the time frame. You know, it's 8 o'clock here, but in California it's 6 o'clock. In New York it's 10 o'clock. And so our time, just as it goes around the world, I talked to a young man in Kenya last year, and it was like 5 o'clock, the next day. So, you know, so time frame, that's the beauty of the internet, man. We're not bound by time. That's how God is not bound by time. So we are archived.
Yeah.
So anyone can go to the show and listen to all the archive section. We have over 300 programs on the show, man. Archived. So with a lot of great guests. But Brother Dan, we're getting ready to close out here, man. Thank you very much for what you're doing. And I pray that you and your wife have a blessed day. I pray for the health of your wife. I know she's been a little under the weather, but God is able.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for the guests that came on this morning, dear Lord. How the young men, they shared with them, thus says the Lord, how they are using the word of God to cut through the muck and mire of people's life. How they using the word of God to empower and encourage other men and women. Dear Lord, today, if when they hear your voice, let them not harden their hearts, dear Lord. Let them fall on their knees with a crying and a yearning, say, what must I do to be saved? Dear Lord, we ask you to watch over us. We ask you to watch over the Daniel's family. Dear Lord, lift them up, build them up, strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Strengthen them. We pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Help change your life. Amen. God bless you.
Free on the inside.
Amen. Free on the inside. That's where you're ready to wind down this program. You have a blessed day. Amen. Amen.
You too, Keith.
All right. Go ahead.